Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Caladiums are one of my favorite plants for summer color in shady areas. You won't find a better plant for reliable color in areas that get some shade during the day. And one investment in tubers this year can provide years of color into the future. Easy enough for the casual gardener to expect routine success, the caladium's elegant beauty also makes it a staple in the most accomplished gardener's landscape. Native to tropical South America, caladiums grow really well here. They sprout from tubers and they thrive in the heat and humidity of our long summers. They're remarkably free from major insect or disease problems. Caladiums are grown for their attractive foliage, not their beautiful flowers, although they do have a kind of an interesting calla lily-looking flower. But the leaves are really wonderful. They're 6 to 12-inch longs, generally heart-shaped or lance-shaped. They emerge from the ground on arching stems that are generally 1 to 2 feet tall, but sometimes can get even larger. The foliage may be splashed with combinations of white, pink, rose, red, burgundy, chartreuse, or green, often with several colors combining in wonderful patterns. These bright leaves, with their bold texture, embellish our shady gardens from May until October when the tubers go dormant. Now, as I mentioned, caladiums are really best grown in shade. They usually enjoy a spot that gets a couple hours up to about 4 hours of morning sun or lots of dappled light through the day. Now, there are some cultivars that will tolerate full sun. These you have to select specially. Check at your local nursery. If you'd like to try to grow caladiums in the sun, they'll be able to direct you to those cultivars that are more sun tolerant. Actually, though, I always think caladiums tend to look their best in partially shaded to shaded areas. Now, when you plant your caladiums, there are two ways that you can purchase and plant them. First, the most economical way is to simply purchase the caladium tubers. And this is fine to do. Don't be afraid of purchasing the tubers and planting them yourself. You can save a lot of money doing it. Simply plant the tubers about 2 inches deep and 8 to 12 inches apart in well-prepared beds. The only challenge is deciding which side of the tuber is up and which side of the tuber is down. Now, you may actually see little growing points. They'd be whitish-pink little points of growth. That's the top side of the tuber. The smoother, rounded side is the bottom side of the tuber. But you know what? Don't be overly stressed about this. If you plant them upside down, they'll simply sprout, reverse themselves, and grow up to the ground anyway. They may be a little bit later coming up, but they'll be up anyway. Now, these are wonderful plants for planting in the garden. And like I said, the tubers are a little bit less expensive. If you want more instant gratification, you need color in your garden immediately, though, you can also buy caladiums growing in 4 to 6 inch pots. Again, a bit more expensive, but when you plant them, you got that instant color in your landscape. These caladiums, however, are oftentimes grown in very shaded conditions at the nursery, getting no direct sun whatsoever. And even when you plant them in relatively shady beds, you may see some burning of the leaves occur. Don't let that alarm you. They may get brown areas. Even holes may be burned in the leaves, but they will recover. The new leaves that come up will be adapted to the light in those conditions, and they'll grow just fine. Keep your caladium beds well mulched and well watered through the summer, and again, they'll provide lots of beautiful foliage for you all the way through. Around about October, dig your caladiums up, dry them off, separate the foliage from the tubers, brush off any dirt, and store the tubers in paper bags indoors in your house over the winter. You can plant those tubers back out again the next spring around about April and have a whole nother summer. See, from one investment, you get multiple times of color. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.